Proclamation number 6560 of 2nd of June, 1956. All powerfulness of the divine light of love is contained. Darkness cannot withstand the eternal light. One day the rays of the eternal light will break through even the greatest darkness, and it will break forth victoriously, and an eternal day will shine in brilliant light for all the creatures. But the night will have been dispelled forever and ever. For the eternal light is a victorious power. But this power inherent in light will not break through as long as the counteracting force still works in the darkness which repels all light radiation. For he from whom the light emanates, who himself is the light from eternity, he pursues a purpose with the supply of his light. He does not arbitrarily send it to places where it is not desired, nor does he allow it to break through with all force, because then it would have a compelling effect and not correspond to his purpose. But the resistance of the opposing force weakens more and more when the creature in the dark areas longs for light, which is then also supplied to it. But in immeasurable periods of time the resistance will be lifted completely, because every ray of light has exerted its effect, and brightly illuminated areas have arisen in the midst of darkness from which the ray effect likewise emanates again and increasingly chases away the darkness. The light will triumph, but it takes its time over it. For the light is God himself, and for him 1,000 years are like a day. He does not use force. He also takes the compelling power away from his divine light of love, because he does not send it forth in all its radiant glow, but always only effective to the extent that it is beneficial to the creature irradiated by him. Light is life, darkness is death. One day the dead will irrevocably have come to life. Yet life must be desired, or the life-awakening power will not be accepted. Eternal love will not rest until it is returned to all the dead the life it once possessed. But it also leaves the dead its freedom of will, and thus this freedom of will determines the degree of the irradiation of love, which is why eternities will still pass until the light of day will have completely chased away the dark night. But only a state of being filled with light can bring bliss, for bliss can only be found in the union with God, and union with God also implies the constant overflowing of his brightest light of love onto the being. But what God? The eternal love now seeks to achieve. His adversary now seeks to prevent, because he is destitute of all love. He is the ruler of darkness, just as God himself is the light from eternity. And therefore darkness incessantly fights against light, and light against darkness. And this is a battle which will last as long as darkness still exists. For this will be defeated, but never will the light be defeated. The dark power uses all its strength and means in this battle, while the light does not express itself in all its might, but only ever becomes effective according to the will of the creature. For as soon as the all-powerfulness of the divine light would break through, the darkness would suddenly disappear, which, however, does not correspond to God's will. The being's freedom of will can and will therefore favor a long-lasting darkness, but will never be able to eternally resist the irradiation of the divine light of love. The light will triumph, but never compel. For love does not tolerate compulsion, and the life that is to be attained must be a completely free one if it is to fill with bliss. The darkness can never make people happy, and therefore the being will certainly want to escape from darkness one day once that it has felt the blessing of a ray of light. And every being starts. 2nd of the 6th, 1956. This voluntary flight towards the light someday, but it decides itself the point and time when it wants to release itself from the darkness of night. And neither power nor cunning of the dark forces will be of any use. They will not be able to prevent it because the power of light is stronger if only the will to reach light is present. For the light is from eternity and will remain to the end of time, whereas the darkness only came into being through the apostasy of the originally created from God. Amen.